Blog Talk Radio.
Check, one, two.
Welcome to Flavors. Sit down. Have a cup of flavor.
Peace and blessings, and welcome to Flavor Coffee House online radio style. I hope that you would make this your home away from home here on the internet waves. This is where I just want you to sit down, relax, get cozy with your favorite beverage and snack, even your meal. I was really planning on making some hot cocoa before the show, and I just ran out of time and totally spaced. So I'm sitting here drinking some Crystal Light. So what are you drinking right now? Anyway, give me a call at 347-857-1189 if you've got something you'd like to share, or better yet, are you an artist that has something to promote? I would love to hear from you and get to know who you are and what you're all about. Again, this is Flavor Coffee House online radio style, and it's just a kind of an open forum for underground independent artists and the fans of the artists. I'm going to open up today's show with an artist that I've been playing for a little bit, but he actually called into one of my shows a few weeks back, and let me tell you, the man's got a voice on him. You know, there's nothing better to me than a voice I really, really want to listen to, and I would have to say that Jerron, the entertainer, has one of those voices. So I'm going to play his track called Solo.
Hey, we fell in love, girl. Park. We cruise to the movies in my car.
Sean the Entertainer with his piece Solo. And again, he called into my, I believe it was called Flava's Picks. And it was really interesting. You know, it was a wonderful, wonderful surprise. And let me tell you, the man's definitely got a voice. And when I say voice, I mean, I love his music, but when you hear his voice, he's got one of those speaking voices that I believe, you know, anybody would just want to sit and listen to. And I hope that he calls back, you know, into a show or does a feature with me sometime in the near future, because I think that he's got an interesting story. He's really, really a big family's man, you know, all about his wife and his children. I have much, much respect for that. So, again, welcome to Flava's Coffee House Online Radio Style. I wish this was the physical building because I would love to sit and make you some coffee, some hot chai, some hot cocoa, something, and just chill with you for a little bit. But you know what? We can hang out together here on the internet waves. So do you have something you'd like to share? Do you have something you'd like to promote? Please feel free to call in. The number is 347-857-1189. I've had some interesting conversations the last few days in regards to, you know, this industry we call the arts, and learning some things about how people think. You know what? If you have not heard my feature with Stephen Jerome Ferguson and another feature I did with Nuwambe, you should really go check it out. Two totally different styles of interviews and, you know, perspectives and all of that. But I just really, really enjoyed the fact that I get to really connect with some very, very diverse artists, and the way they choose to express themselves and what they share about their experience in the industry is so exciting and so interesting to me. So go check out Stephen Jerome Ferguson's feature on the Leopard Carpet and Nuwambe's feature on the Leopard Carpet. What else do I got going on? You know, I've got Tasha Taylor stepping on the Leopard Carpet with me this coming Tuesday at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. She is the baby girl of Johnny Taylor, so I'm really interested to hear her story and, you know, be able to share some of her flavor with you. I am going to play a piece for you now from a dear friend of mine. I know she's been working on some new music, and she's just, I don't know, just a sweet, 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 sweet soul. And I talk about her all the time. She was one of the first customers that walked through my physical door of Flava Coffee House. And she shared, you know, so many of the nights at my open mic called Flava's Night of Creative Expression. I'm going to play my girl, Catherine Hume. And this piece is called Walk Way Too Fast.
Driving into the color blue.
Coffee shop here in Seattle together. We created, you know, different events. You know, Valentine's Day, we've actually spent time together because at that point neither one of us had a man in our life, and so we just hung out and had chocolates and did tarot cards and just like interesting things like that. And then another year, we actually opened up and threw a Valentine's Day party at the coffee shop, and that was really, really a great experience. So Catherine is just somebody special to me. She's an amazing talent. She's an amazing painter. She is an author. She's just very, very multi-talented, and she has actually worked with a filmmaker down in Hollywood and written a score for a film. Strangely enough, it was a football film. So anyway, that's my girl Catherine. I kind of put some statuses out there today on Facebook. You know, sometimes I get in this mood where I want to, you know, find out what people think. And one of the things that I put out there was, you know, is it worth paying attention to an artist or working with an artist who has a bad attitude, even if they're extremely talented? And the reason why I pose that question to people is that, oh, well, of course I've run into artists that, in my opinion, have bad attitudes. But in, you know, in the connections that I have globally, and I'm going to just speak of across the United States, I'm finding out there is a local artist here in Seattle that people do not want to work with, and it's because of the attitude of this artist. And I thought that's just really interesting because she is known as somebody who has a great talent, and she's had some opportunities, but there are people who just really have no interest in working with her. And I thought, let me just put it out there. You know, is an artist worth working with if they've got a bad attitude? So that was one of the questions I put out there. The other question I put out there is, have you met the great pretender? And the reason why I put that out there is that, you know, have you ever connected with somebody who claimed to do certain things, have capabilities or have connections, can help you with your career, can do certain things, and then you get connected, you get all excited because the hype was all good, and then you realize that, you know what, they really are not who they say that they are. That's one of the reasons why I say, you know, if you want to do a certain type of job in this industry or any job, research it. Find out what it actually means and what it entails, and is that something you can commit to learning and growing and doing. But, you know, I've had some really interesting conversations with, you know, artists in the last few days, and I thought, you know what, why not just put it out there on the internet wave? So, again, if you want to call in and you've got something to promote or you want to, you know, join me in conversation on the topics I threw out there on Facebook or, you know, just have something you'd like to share, the call-in number is 347-857-1189. If by chance you missed the feature with Nuwambe this past Thursday. You know what? Let me play one of his tracks. And this track I didn't even get a chance to play on the show because we got to talking so much. This piece is called Unusual. It's his new single, and this is Nuwambe.
It's unusual.
Taylor. Again, she's going to be stepping on the leopard carpet with me here on January 24th at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. She is the youngest daughter of Johnny Taylor, and this track is called Queen.
Thank you.
right, that was Tasha Taylor with her track Queen. She is going to be on the Lipper Carpet with me January 24th, which is Tuesday, at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Come out and hang out with Tasha and I. As she steps onto the Lipper Carpet, she shares her story. I know that she will probably be talking about her father and some of the experiences that she went through as a child coming up, you know, with having a father like Johnny Taylor, too. She is also an accomplished actress, stage musical performer, you know, and musician and singer-songwriter. So I look forward to having Tasha Taylor on the Lipper Carpet with me. Since I'm playing some tracks of artists that are going to be coming on the Lipper Carpet with me, I think I will go ahead and play a track by this artist. He's going to be stepping on the Lipper Carpet with me on Thursday the 26th. His name is Winston Warrior, and this particular piece, oh, you know what? I think I'm going to play his new piece that he's got a video out for that you can Google on YouTube. This is called Keep Moving by Winston Warrior. Keep Moving. So go Google him, or you can even go over to my website. I have got his press release up on the Indie Press page, and it's really an amazing press release. I have to say I'm so impressed with it. So go over there and check it out. Otherwise, if you have seen my postings on the internet for Winston Warrior coming on the leopard carpet, there is a link to the video on that particular posting too. So I see we've got somebody who's raised their hand, so let me bring them in. All right, Miss Eternally Blaze, how are you, my friend?
Good evening. I'm fine. And you?
You know what? I have finally warmed up. I have been like freezing since all this cold and now rain and everything. I was having a hard time warming up, but I'm finally warm now.
Well, that's good. That's good. I'm sending all the warm love from the Boogie Down Bronx your way.
Okay, maybe that's why I'm warming up. I'm feeling the love all the way from New York.
Okay,
so what's going on, my girlfriend?
Oh, just a little bit of this and a whole lot of that. I was commenting on the statement that you had made earlier where, I'm sure I'm not going to say it right, but something about should we work with artists, even though
with a bad attitude.
Yeah, with a bad attitude.
Mm-hmm.
I think common courtesy and respect is due to everyone, regardless to where you work and what field you work in.
Right.
You can be the McDonald's girl standing behind the counter. First thing she says to you is, good morning or good afternoon, how can I help you?
Right.
You know, common courtesy and respect. You know, so you can be respected for whatever job you hold, whatever position you hold, but it's all about how you treat others. And that inadvertently will be how they will treat you, you know. So I don't think because you have a certain amount of money or stature or talent, that should excuse you from treating others with just plain common courtesy and respect. So that's
so
just my love
with you.
Yeah, I just wanted to pop in and put that out there, you know.
And it's interesting. It makes me wonder, you know, what really, you know, because, I mean, right now, maybe I've had the opportunity to get on board with some artists as they're really growing in the game, you know, or starting to be recognized. But it's like, okay, where does the attitude even come from, you know, and why would people want to work with you, you know, if you do have attitude? I don't understand, and it makes me wonder, maybe the artists are very unaware of the fact that, you know, their attitude sucks, you know, and somebody, you know, posted a comment when I posted that on Facebook that, you know, they should be told, you know, and it makes me wonder, you know, how many people actually step up and tell them, you know, your attitude sucks, I don't want to work with you because of that, you're extremely talented. You know, yes, you have some recognition out there, you know, but, you know, I'm not going to do this because your attitude sucks. So, I don't know, you know, for me, of course, I would rather work with artists that have, you know, a great attitude, that are appreciative, you know, and have a personality that I can work with. And I do recognize the fact that not everybody are meant to connect. You know, that's
right.
Just a fact. Some personalities definitely clash, you know, and don't work well together, you know. But it really made me sad, Blaze, you know, to hear people outside of my state making a comment about this particular artist. And I was like, you know, that sucks, you know, because I've heard it within my own state, you know, these
right.
type of comments. But when you start hearing it from people outside, you know, and across the United States about somebody who's in your hometown, that kind of, like, sucks.
Yeah, it kind of hits home for you. It's like you take it personal, but then again, you're not responsible for everybody in your hometown, you know?
No, I know that. I know.
Yeah, but, and, you know, like I said, you have to know what you project. You know, I mean, if it's positivity or negativity, you have to know at some level that this is what you're spewing out. you know, and you have to own it and face up to it and have full responsibility for that. Maybe
right.
you had a bad day. Maybe something's not going right in your life. But why infect others?
Mm-hmm.
If you can't inject positivity and or love, then why infect folks with your negativity?
Sure.
You know what I mean? As I say, it's a personal timeout. It's time
yeah.
for you to go somewhere and fix whatever's wrong before you come back out and display what you're trying to display, because this is a business in some aspect, and you are trying to sell or promote what it is that you do. And if you can't get past your negativity, then you need to just go sit down somewhere until you can.
Yeah. And I think that would be great if we could always, like, recognize that we are how we're coming across. I do think, though, at sometimes that we may not even see it and we get so caught up in stuff because, you know, even, you know, it makes me wonder, you know, that, you know, maybe she needs to feel like she's staying in control of things and, you know, and asserting, you know, her authority or, you know, just staying in control or whatever, and maybe she doesn't realize that that's being taken a different way, you know, or whatever. And, you know, I'm sure that there are people that have said, oh, I don't like Lady Flava, you know, because you know me, Blaze, I can be pretty opinionated about certain things, you know, but it's, I do think that we need to sit, you know, step back sometimes, even, you know, even myself, you know, and say, how did I come across and was that wrong? You know, and, you know, if you do feel like you're wrong, I think it's really big if you go back and you say, I was wrong, I'm sorry.
Exactly. Like my cousin used to tell me all the time, that you need to check yourself before you
yeah.
wreck yourself, you know?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
you have to own
Definitely.
The things that you say and you do.
Yeah.
You know, you have to go back and reflect and go over and analyze, oh, what did I do today? How did I affect others around me? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And just take responsibility for what you did and correct it. Because
right.
that's why they have the eraser on the end of the pencil. We're
right.
not perfect. We are going to make those mistakes, whether it be in our personal lives, our business, or whatever. But you take
right.
that eraser, you go over it, and you make it right. It's as
right.
simple as that.
Right. Definitely, definitely. And, you know, but, you know, I love having these conversations that I have the opportunity, Blaze, to have and just kind of learn. It helps me see how other people see things or their experiences, you know, in this industry. And, you know, I mean, I've had conversations today in regards to, you know, music, artists being on music and not be recognized. You know, once it's produced and put out there, you know, their name's not put on it. And, you know, all kinds of just really, really interesting conversations. And so I learned from it because, you know, sometimes because I'm still new to this, you know, kind of, okay, maybe I'm a little bit wetter than you are, Blaze, you know, but, you know, I'm still new in this. I haven't been in the game, you know, like 20 years like Steven or somebody, you know. So I'm still kind of naive, and I'm like, really? You know, it seems like that's one of my favorite sayings lately when I talk to people, like, really?
Yeah.
Did that happen? Did they say that? Like, really? You know,
yeah.
I'm just still in awe, and I'm like, okay, this is just so interesting to me. So my other thing that I had put out there, Blaze, was, you know, have you met the Great Pretender? I think we probably all have at somewhere in our lives where somebody has led us to believe that they are something that they're not, whether it's a intimate relationship, whether it's a coworker or, you know, a family member or an artist or something. I think that we all must have experienced the Great Pretender in our life. What do you think, Blaze?
Definitely, definitely. Like you said, when you broaden that horizon to include family, coworkers, and so on and so forth, I mean, you can even, you know, go back as far as schoolmates. You know, somebody could just be whispering in your ear that I am and I have and I will, and they're so good at it that you start believing the hype, you know.
Exactly.
You know, they'll be over there selling you the Brooklyn Bridge and a less than 2 minute spot, you know what I mean? And but we always have to keep both eyes open and both feet solidly on the ground, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And realize that they are out there like that, you know. They are selling you dreams, they're selling you hopes and whatever,
mm-hmm.
but you have to stay in the here and the now. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
And hold on to that, you know, and check and then recheck. Because if it's too good, then it's just something's not right there. And if it's too easy, oh, baby, some lights should go off, some bells, some warning signals, some something to let you know that this is not somewhere that you want to be right now.
Okay, so let me take you this direction. So, you know, my background is before the days of, you know, Flava Coffee House and being Lady Flava. I was a domestic violence advocate. And I was talking to actually one of my sister advocates today that, you know, we worked together at New Beginnings for Battered Women and Their Children. And I was like, you remember how we used to do support groups and how we used to, you know, pretty much advocate and counsel women, you know, around abuse and what it looks like and identifying the red flags. And, you know, we'd go through the circle of, you know, violence, what it looks like, the honeymoon stage, often to, you know, where it could escalate, how they could control you through your money, through, you know, isolation. You know, it's not all about the physical abuse. And I think the bad thing is a lot of times people think, when they think abuse, they think it's physical. And all of the clients, I will say, in the years that I worked as an advocate would tell you the mental and emotional abuse is worse because it's something that is very hard to forget and it's very hard to not hear, you know, in your subconscious. And so she and I were talking, and I was like, you know what, I really think, like, some of these people in this particular industry of the arts are really good at being the great pretender. Like, you don't even see it coming, you know, like, you know, and she's an artist also. And I'm like, you know, you get caught up in what you think is real and the experience and the hype and everything. And all of a sudden you get just, you know, hit with something from left field and it's like, you're saying, I didn't see this coming. Like, where did that come from? You know, and, you know, she even shared, you know, herself, like she's run into things in this industry of the arts, you know, where, you know, here it is again. We used to do support groups. We used to counsel women on these red flags and stuff and identify. And, like, you know, we both sat back and analyzed and said, you know what, did not even see that coming. So I think people are good at pretending that they are a certain way, you know, or getting you to believe that whatever has taken place, you know, that has gone south in that connection or that relationship, like it's your fault.
Yeah, they can do that. I think one of my, I don't know if it's a plus or a minus, but one of the things that I've learned just living in New York City is I have what I call my reserve.
Okay.
And in my reserve, I have don't trust nobody. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You have the smiling faces, the sweet salespersons, you know, you have the three-card Monty man on the corner. Everybody's trying to sell you a drink. At the low, low price of $19.95, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
They have this way and this ability of being so pleasurable that it just couldn't be a scam. It couldn't be something that's not true because I got you. I got you feeling comfortable. I got you feeling good about yourself and good about the product that I'm about to sell you. You know what I mean? Once they zone in or bring you in, it's like bees to honey. Once they bring you in, they have you. So with me, with a little reserve, I don't trust your honey. Something wrong with you or your honey. You know what I mean?
Right.
So
I pump
my brakes. Anytime it starts to feel too good, too fast, I start pumping the brakes.
Okay.
That's my signal. That's my signal. I said, wait a minute, this is too steep. It's trying to go down too smooth. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And you have to have somewhere. Now, if I'm proven wrong later, that's okay. I'm good.
Sure.
But that was my safety belt. You know what I'm saying? They always say safety first. So that's my safety belt, my little reserve, my area of saying, I'm not going for that. That's a little too smooth for me. Let me do some investigation. Let me wait. Because so many people are so eager. Oh, you got to do this now. Catch it now because we have this for $19.95 only for a limited time.
Right.
You know what I mean? So
I'm saying,
pump your brakes, baby. Pump your brakes, okay?
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, that's it. That's all.
It's interesting, you know, it's interesting. And then it's like, okay, if you pump your brakes, you know, what is it that's going to help you know, you know, for sure, you know, what's good or what's not good, you know, and.
That's where the research comes in.
Right.
If you see it, all right, Joe Smooth walks up to you and he's got something to tell you. And he's telling you, I've been selling this for the last 25 years. Okay. Then you go, you open up your little tablet, your notebook, your laptop, whatever you have, okay?
Yeah.
And you Google him. You Google Joe Smooth. You see if
there ought to be something out there that you can't Google, huh?
Yeah, LLC license, you got to check it. How you say it? It's got to be a paper trail. If he's legit, then there's a paper trail. Follow that boy. Follow the yellow book.
No, exactly. And that's interesting because, you know, nowadays with, you know, us living online, you know, and connecting and making these connections online, you should be able to Google something, you know, and find something out about this person or get a sense of their personality online. I agree with you on that. So it's just, you know, again, I've been having some interesting conversations. You know, I have found some things out about some artists today that I was like, really? You know, like, really? You know, and yeah, it's a good thing I ain't gossiping because, boy, some of the stuff I'd like to say right now on air about them, I better hold my tongue.
Yeah.
Or I better stay real anonymous out here and color my hair or something like that. But, it's just interesting to me, you know, when I think about attitudes, you know, of artists and how far can they really, really go, you know, when they alienate people behind attitudes to then, you know, who can you really trust? You know, in this industry. Of course, I'm speaking about this industry because, you know, that's what Slava News is all about. But I think that it really can, you know, cross over to anywhere in your life. You know, who can you trust, you know, to connect with? I mean, somebody can just tell you all kinds of amazing things, you know, when we do this online thing, you know. And, okay, how many people have fallen in love online, you know? You know, and how do you know that that's safe and okay? You know, we can portray ourselves in any way that we want, you know, online. I mean, I don't know. I think I've told this story before. You know, forgive me, my dear niece, Erica. You know, but my niece had gone online to one of these dating services, put up a picture that was not her, connected with somebody in, I want to say Texas, something like that. He had put up a picture that was not him. You know, they got all, you know, talking over the internet to then, you know, then exchanging phone numbers and talking. He did then in turn did catch the bus up here. And neither one of them were the person that they said they were online. You know. And I was like, wow. Like, yeah, but sometimes I do think that, you know, meeting people online can be an interesting way and a good way. You know, you can get a sense of how somebody might feel or be, you know, by how they do communicate, you know, online. And I think that it's easy to get drawn in. And, you know, and I do think that sometimes it can be so real, you know, but then I think that other times it's like, you know, I could, you know, put a picture up of, you know, some slim, you know, girl and that's, you know, 6 foot tall or something with long brown hair and call her Lady Flava, you know, when I'm really short and, you know, thick with silver hair and 51 years old, you know. So, It's just interesting, you know, because, of course, all of you guys I've met online, you know, I love y'all dearly, so don't disappoint me, okay? When we meet
in person, don't disappoint me. No, what you see is what you get over here. That's it, that's all, you know. All day, every day, and three times on Sunday.
Yeah, that's so funny.
You can meet.
No, go ahead.
You can meet wonderful people online, and you can have wonderful relationships, friendships, and whatever else. But it's the same thing, you know, whether it's in person or online.
Oh yeah.
You have to be able to find that common ground and build on it. You know, any relationship starts with a good, solid, firm friendship. That should be the basis of any relationship. If I can't trust you and believe in you as my friend, then we can't go. We can't build from here. You know what I mean? And that's just it. That's all, you know. But you can, you know. Whether it's, you know, I could walk up to you and see you right there on the corner. And if you want to lie to me and perpetrate a fraud or you're somebody that you're not, that can happen right there. You know, so it's not about whether it's online. It's about the individuals and who they are, you know, deep within.
Right.
You know what I mean? My grandmother used to say, you're only as good as your word, and if your word isn't any good, then you're not any good, you know. So
that's
to take it with a group.
No, I agree. I mean, even like in the days when I was a domestic violence advocate, you know, there were times when we took ministers' wives in to hiding, you know, and their children to, you know, police officers and politicians, you know, and, you know, they come, the great pretenders, the bad attitudes, all of that come in all shapes and form, you know, and yeah, it's not always easy, you know, to determine, you know, who's somebody good to connect with and not. You know, sometimes they can hide for a long time and not come out until they really, really got you hooked, you know, or whatever. So I would say, you know, in this industry or anywhere in life, just be really, really careful, you know, and, and take note of certain things, because you might have really honestly seen the red flags, you know, or whatever, and just didn't even really, really realize it. Because I think many times we brush things off, you know, that we see. And, you know, and just kind of, you know, push it aside and say, oh, you know, that was, he was just having a bad day or something, you know, or she was having a bad day. So, yeah, it's just interesting. I just thought, you know, let me just throw out, you know, some topics due to conversations that I've had today and just, you know, see what people might have thought. So I appreciate you chiming in with me, Blaze, you know, because you are somebody that I definitely have grown to value, you know, as a, as an artist, you know, online, but actually as a friend, you know, online also. I think that you are an amazing soul, and I know that your whole thing is about love, you know, and that's, you know, that's where I think that we can take things when it comes to the art, is we can bring back the love, you know, in relationships. We can bring back the love and the trust in, you know, any walks of life of where we connect with others, you know, and I just think that I really believe this. I said this on Nuwambe's show, and, you know, I will continue to say it. I think that there is much more to art than we give it credit for, and I think that art can definitely change the world.
Yes, definitely. I mean, they say music soothes the savage beast, you know, and with that said, you have to realize that I remember you saying that there was another lady one time, she said that she had such a tremendous headache, but when she listened to Susan's music, that she was able to calm down and relax the nerves, you know, and the headache subsided, you know what I mean?
Right.
So even that, and music has power. Music definitely has a certain power, a certain way of changing moods, attitudes, and just the situation that you may find yourself in at that moment.
Yeah.
And that being said, I just feel that we need to take responsibility those who are producing the music and trying to get the music out, that this will inadvertently affect others. You know what I mean? So how do we want to portray that affection? Is it a positive thing, a negative thing, or just an awakening? You know what I mean? Do I want
right.
them to wake up and listen and wake up and hear me? So, you know, it's a lot of power, it's a lot of responsibility, but we need to take hold of what we, you know, are putting out there, you know.
Yeah,
that's just not
definitely. And I appreciate you saying that. And I'm hearing more and more artists, at least that call in to Flava News Radio, that feel that way. And I think it can start just like that. I really do. I think it can start just like that in creating this movement of creating feel-good music and healthy music and safe music for our kids to, you know, pop in a room and hear, you know, or whatever. There's so many times when artists send me music, and, you know, I'm a grandma. Everybody knows that knows anything about me. During the week, I watch my grandchildren, you know,
right.
and there's so many times when I get music from hip-hop artists that I'm like, uh-oh, got to turn that off. I can't listen to it right now. And I'll be honest with you, many times I don't even remember to go back and listen to it once
right.
I hear foul language, you know, or a subject that I don't approve of, you know. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, I do think that, you know, I mean, I tell this story all the time about a painting I have on my desk
mm-hmm.
by an artist out of Dallas, Texas by the name of Kua. And
mm-hmm.
I, first of all, was just thrilled when he sent it to me because when I saw, you know, him post it on, I believe, Facebook, I was like, oh, my gosh, I want that painting, right? And lo and behold, he actually sent it to me.
Wow.
But that particular painting, every day, you know, when I sit at my desk and I look at it, and I look at it every day, you know, it takes on a different story for me. And I know that's really based on my mood. You know,
mm-hmm.
in how I see that particular painting. There's an amazing, talented artist who used to be a domestic violence advocate with me at New Beginnings, and she was an art therapist, too, at New Beginnings working with children. And she wanted to do an art show at my coffee shop, and I allowed her to. And she did some, like, I'll be honest with you, some really bizarre, interesting pieces. It would be half in watercolor and half in sketch. And it was really interesting to watch the people come through the coffee shop and look at the paintings or her pictures or whatever you would call it on my wall. And everybody saw, you know, their eyes zoned in on different things, you know. And I'm like, wow, you know. So, I think that this is something that is bigger, you know, bigger than we even know and can really, really change the world. So, you know, I'm going to put it out there to you artists that are paying attention to Flava News Radio, you know, really, really think about, you know, how people are receiving what it is that you're creating. You know, what is it that they're really walking away from experiencing your art, you know, and how are they going to remember you or if they are going to remember you, you know, and all. So, yeah, you know what? Blaze, I'm going to play a piece by another artist that I'm going to have on the leopard carpet. And, you know, since you are up in New York, I'm going to play this particular piece. He's a producer. And so I'm
okay.
really, really excited about having him step on the leopard carpet. He's going to be on February 2nd. His name is Paris Tune. This particular piece is called Brooklyn Baby.
Ooh.
Almost second guess, but I can't let her get away from me. like I never seen
baby,
before.
Baby, baby,
that girl's just bad, and I know.
Tonight I'm gonna find a way to make her mine.
When I made my entrance into the room, I was hoping I'd be
on your mind
for the rest of the evening.
Uh-huh.
At my highest level of expectation,
I didn't think that you'd be overwhelming to me.
Ooh, so I stood in correct, but never before had it seemed so right.
Uh-huh.
And it was your body halo that brought me to you tonight.
And I need and want everything that you own.
And in trade, when I awake from this day,
carpet with me on February 2nd, and he's got a great website. I went to his website, and I didn't even realize I never clicked off of it because I was just listening to music. It was just, like, amazing, you know, and the music was music I would want to listen to. And so go over and check out Paris Tune at paristune.com. His group that of musicians and artists that he works with is called Mother's Favorite Child. And you can find them at mothersfavoritechild.com. So I'm really excited about, you know, having him step on the leopard carpet. He is, you know, working on the, excuse me, I got a frog in my throat. he's working on the level, kind of like Quincy Jones.
Mm.
So, yeah, that's Paris Tune. And I got another lady who's going to be stepping on the leopard carpet with me, Blaze, and I can't wait to have you step on the leopard carpet with me, too.
Oh, that would be so nice.
Yeah, we'll have to have a Lady Flava and Blaze moment because, you know, kind of like that. Let me scroll down my list here and see if I can find her right quick and play a piece by her because I'm really excited about having her on. And I think that all of the artists that I have, you know, come on the leopard carpet, I always say that I'm excited, but I am because they're all so different in personality and talents and all of this. This lady, the reason why she just kind of has a soft spot for me and I'm really looking forward to her coming on the leopard carpet is she's part owner in a coffee shop out in South Carolina. And I'm like, oh, first of all, that's just like, you know, a soft spot for me. It looks like they do some absolutely amazing things for the community. Just, you know, she's an entrepreneur. She's a philanthropist. I can't even say the word. You know, she's an artist. I mean, she's got so much going on. So I know that the 2 hours with her is just going to go by so very fast. But her name is Mahogany, and I'm going to play Black Butterfly.
Okay.
We all live our lives, going through a metamorphosis. When you come out of the womb and spread your wings, never be afraid. Allow yourself
to be. You're a black butterfly, looking to spread. And
magical. Right now you are. One day you'll be a beautiful star. I stroke your soul so gently, because you are so pure to me. Combine the old in the new, and one day soon you will shine through. There you are, they see you now. Don't try to hide, let me show you how to grow inside of your cocoon, 'cause you will blossom one day soon. You will blossom. Right now you crawl, but soon you fly. And one day, dear, you'll reach the sky. You're in this space, but it won't be long. You'll have your wings and will be strong. Nature says you're a work of art, because you came straight from my heart. Wings of beauty is what you are, and I see your grace now from afar.
Mahogany, who's going to be stepping on the leopard carpet with me on February 7th, and that track is called Black Butterfly. So, Papa Bear, if you're wanting to come in on the show, hit the one button. I'm so very sorry I went to playing a track when you hit the one. So I'm going to play another track, so you could hold off for a minute. I want to play this because this is my girl who I spoke of that was a domestic violence advocate with me. She's very, very, very dear to my heart. So I want to play a piece by her. She goes by the name of Sister Love, and this is called So Shy.
Mm-hmm.
Krista Love performing with Goodie Bag with her piece So Shy. Sister Love is, you know, she's somebody I just love dearly, you know, as a person and as an artist. I can't remember how old I was. Let me say, maybe 41. I'm trying to think which birthday it was, but she was performing at the Bohemian, this huge, huge club venue in Seattle with Ikey Mouse, who is a reggae artist out of Jamaica, Kingston, Jamaica, I believe. And she was singing reggae, and it was, like, amazing, you know, just absolutely amazing. I got to be behind stage kind of up in this loft and looking down at the stage and looking down at the crowd, and it was just, I think, honestly, that was my first experience, like, you know, being at a show, you know, with an artist that I actually knew. And I just seeing her on stage, you know, just thrilled me. And then years later, you know, we kind of grew apart. Do you call it grow apart? But, you know, when I built my coffee shop, you know, my life was just dedicated to Flava Coffee House, that I was always there. You know, she was still working as a domestic violence advocate and stuff, and I just was not able to get out to see her perform and spend time with her like I used to. Then we reconnected, you know, and, you know, I saw her perform with a band that goes by the name of Speakeasy Unplug, and just amazing energy. Just, she really knows how to engage the audience and draw them in, and just, I really, really love, you know, seeing her perform. So I'm really excited that when Monica Monet comes to Seattle, Washington, Sister Love is going to be one of the artists that's going to be performing, you know, in the showcase with her. So anyway, Patrick Domino, First Blaze, wants you to know that he says hello to you. He's sending me these messages on Facebook, and he has a comment in regards to what we were talking about bad attitudes, and he says, I feel anyone from a large city has that wall up, and I used to say everyone is my enemy until they prove me otherwise, but I had to get rid of that attitude in order to meet good people. Thank God I've changed. So, and I think that, you know, it is something that, you know, you feel your way through this industry and try to figure out how it is that you really can connect with them. So, anyway, are you still with me, Blaze? Oh, there you are.
And to Patrick, good evening. Glad to see that you're on board. I wouldn't say that everybody is my enemy, and I'm not sure that you put that in reference to me, but I'm just giving my opinion
on
that. I wouldn't say that everybody's my enemy. Mm-hmm. Everyone, to me, has a clean sheet of paper. Okay,
mm-hmm.
When you walk up to me, you meet me, you got a clean sheet of paper. It's what you put on that paper is how I perceive you to be,
right.
You know, once we engage. But other than that, like my history teacher used to say, you walk through that door, you have an A. But let's see what you're going to do to earn it.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
You can keep that A, but lose that A off of you.
Right. And I agree. He's now writing. He says, I'd like to listen to others talk and hear what they're thinking, too. Oh, maybe because I was trying to tell him to call it, so maybe that's why he wrote that. Sorry about that, Patrick. Because I was trying to tell him, well, call in if you want to talk. Because he's like, tell Blaze I said hi, and, you know, da-da-da. And then he was I'm writing comments over there. You know, on the invite and stuff like that. So I guess I need to pay attention to that in case people are sending comments. Because unfortunately, for those of you that don't know, when I do this particular show on the weekends, most likely I am at my job. And at my job, I'm not able to open up a chat room. So I hope that you're hanging in there and, you know, listening to the show live. Anyhow, there are quite a few callers on the phone. The listeners that call into the phone is really, really growing. And, you know, some of them, of course, is some of the family.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and others are area codes, I'm not sure. And I always write down the area code so I can go look it up later to find out where people were actually calling and listening from. So I appreciate all of you, you know, for to to taking the time out to listen to this show because he didn't have to. And I know a lot of times people actually, you know, are in their cars and stuff, and that's where they're listening, you know, to the show from too. So I appreciate, you know, those that, you know, take me along with their travels and listen to the show live that way. So I'm thinking Patrick's sending some more messages. Let me go over and just check and see.
I just wanted to say I get well soon to Mama Bear from SJF. Music company, our family, Miss Eleanor Lynch. She wasn't feeling well, so keep her in your prayers, and you know, for her speedy recovery.
Definitely,
we miss you, Mama Bear.
Yeah, we miss you. So please, please take care. There are quite a few people out there right now, you know, that I will say just uplift, you know, anybody that you know that's not well right now. Whether it's just a virus or whether it's other health issues, you know, just uplift the people on a regular basis. I believe in the power of prayer, you know, and I believe that just also, you know, people knowing that they're being prayed for is healing, you know. So, yeah, definitely lifting up Eleanor and others in prayer, you know, for their healing of their body, mind, and soul. So, man, I really appreciate you coming on with me, Blaze. Nobody else. I think Papa Bear had raised his hand, and then I went to play a song and he took his hand down. So Papa Bear, if you're wanting to come in, please raise your hand again. I know that you're at work right now, so I'm not going to push it with you. You know what? You know what I'm going to do, Blaze?
Okay.
I'm going to read my piece, I believe.
Yay!
I was really, really feeling this today, based off of, you know, conversations that I was, you know, having with different artists and stuff. And I think that if you hear this piece, I mean, there's another piece that I wrote years ago in 2008 called You Penetrate My Soul. And some people have heard me read that particular piece. And that was written because of the love and appreciation I have for poets. And having the opportunity to go around these online open mics and hear some amazing poets to then, you know, doing my open mics at my coffee house and having some amazing poets come on stage. So that particular piece was kind of just really geared towards showing my appreciation for the artists themselves. This particular piece is just me expressing, in a sense, why I do what I do. So I'm going to read it. And mind you, I don't have the best reading voice, but I'm just kind of feeling sharing this today. So this is called I Believe. I believe as I sit and listen to the elders share in the circle of wisdom, knowing I am where I'm supposed to be in life, almost as if I saw this yesterday, as it becomes a reality today. Visions captivate my attention as the sounds pierce throughout my story, taking me on a journey of some uncertainties at times. As you hold my hand and never leave my side, hearing the I believe, even saying the I believe, but did I really know the I believe? Not in the beginning, but now in the evolution of me, yes, I believe. Greatness stirring in my soul, filling my purposes for others, and in this, life is so fulfilling, so exciting, as I continue on my journey. Exploring the right path, hearing and having conversations as I define the necessary detours, learning and growing, even loving this life that God has put before me. Accepting the constant challenges of supporting others, letting go of the unnecessary baggage of the past, feeling free to conquer all the possibilities of today and tomorrow, while turning them into realities and creating valuable memories. Today, I believe. I believe that the experience of yesterday served a purpose, now to understand and embrace the goddess in me, for I have the power to affect the masses to pay attention. I was put here to gather the nations, sharing the creativity of others, using the entire God-given senses of seeing, hearing, tasting, touching, smelling, feeling, as we step inside or outside of ourselves to experience this moment of life as one. I believe not only in myself, I believe in the union of us. Together, the possibilities are endless. Your art serves a purpose in life. Art is life. Life is art. So create with the greatest production and purpose. Let me do the legwork to shine the light on your soul. As we create today, we prepare for our stories to be told at the Circle of the Elders. This is not just for us. This is for the world and the generations to come. I believe, I believe, I believe.
So I was snap, snap, snap.
I heard it. I heard it. But, you know, sometimes, you know, I guess that's how it happens with you guys who are really, you know, into, you know, writing things and being able to create those things. I guess, you know, even I have those moments. But it was like I wanted to share, you know, with people why I do what I do. It's not always easy. You know, I get frustrated. I don't know always the direction to go. And, you know, I just believe. I believe in my whole heart and soul this is what I meant to do, Blaze. I really do believe that. You know, and, you know, where God's taking me on the journey, I don't always know. You know,
right.
I don't always know. But, you know, I do believe that this is where he's put me. And, you know, to be, this is what I'm meant to do. This, as my daddy would say, this is my ministry, you know. So, you know, so that's my piece, you know. And
well,
I hope everybody that hears it, you know, really can feel, you know, this is why I do what I do. There's some great talents out there that really deserve to be recognized. You know, they need to be heard. They need to be experienced. And it's not just about artists that are audio artists, from music to spoken word or poetry. You know, it's about supporting all the art forms and all genres. You know, because, man, it's a beautiful thing. You know, and I think I would really love to see art, you know, not have boundaries set around it. And for art to just be able to be appreciated by all, you know, all people of all, you know, walks of life and all ethnicities and all economic levels and, you know, education levels, whatever it is, you know, for all music to just be able to cross over to any, you know, and all groups of people to experience it. And, you know, I just really believe, I really, really believe.
You know what? I think that, first of all, belief and faith are the two components to battle, or should I say, should be our weapons to face whatever battle life has before us.
Mm-hmm.
If we have faith and belief, that's our sword and our shield. And we can do this. You know what I mean? And
right.
Also, I also think that art, whichever form it may come in, for us, is like flowers to nature. We can all enjoy the beauty of flowers, different shapes, different forms, different colors. And we see how it just paints a tapestry across our land that we live in.
Mm-hmm.
And art, in its own sense, is another form of that same type of beauty, if you understand where I'm coming from.
Sure,
it's like,
sure.
You know, it has different textures, different styles, different shapes and colors and so on and so forth, but it's no different than looking out on a field of flowers.
Mm-hmm.
When you hear that music that you connect with, you know, you were saying earlier about how there's certain music that when your grandchildren are with you that you just shut down, you're not going to listen to.
Yeah.
And there's so many artists that when they speak or they have their time on the leopard carpet, as you will, they will say to you, well, I grew up listening to Marvin Gaye,
mm-hmm.
or Barry White, or my mom always had some so-and-so playing on. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I got my style through hearing that. So if we, as artists, take that responsibility, what will the children of the future say that they got from us?
Mm,
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
We're leaving those seedlings behind through
exactly.
our art, through our music, through our poetry. We're leaving those seedlings to nurture those who come behind us. So it's not about the here and the now and this moment and whether or not we're a big success and whether or not we shoot the moon or whatever the case may be. It's about what little piece did we leave behind for someone else to be inspired on.
Right.
You know, and your work, although you don't claim it to be poetry or spoken word, you just say, I'm doodling. But your work is phenomenal, and it has such a value that you're leaving behind for not only your little baby, Kimora, and the rest of your grandchildren, but for all our children. And I thank you for sharing.
No,
I thank you
thank
for sharing
you.
With me and all the rest of us who are paying attention to you, who are listening to you, because you bring all the attention to us, but you're giving us so much more when you write yourself. So I know I said it to you privately, but now I'm saying it to you publicly. You go, girl.
You got me over here with a Kool-Aid grin, Blaze. No, I appreciate it. And, you know, again, it. You know, I wrote this sitting in a car waiting for my grandson to get out of school. Kimora was asleep and stuff, and it was like, okay, do I drive home and take Kimora out of the car and drag her into the apartment and then have to drag her back out to go get Sean from school, or do I just kind of find a parking space, make sure she's warm? And that's what I did, you know, just sat outside of Sean's school and I wrote this. And, you know, I've read over it a few times, and then I just thought, you know, this, you know, let me just read it on air today, because I really want people to understand why I do what I do. You know,
yeah,
this isn't a game for me. You know, this isn't a hobby. I take this so very serious, you know, and I do want to turn this into a way of making money. And when I say that, please understand, this is not for me to, like, make money to grow and become rich. This is about being able to make money and to be more effective in what it is that I'm doing for you guys. You know, I had a great conversation with Rick from KLSL Liquid Soul the other day, and talking about, you know, how anxious he is to get me over there on that station to, you know, other things that he's working on with radio stations to, you know, another radio show host reached out to me this past week too about, you know, airing my shows on his station and stuff. So when that opportunity, you know, is makes itself available to me where I can get the computer system and everything that I need to be able to do that, you guys are going to be able to be heard on several other radio stations that have a different listenership than I do, that are also global radio stations, you know. And so, again, this isn't about me. Of course, a small part is, you know, being recognized as Lady Flava, you know, and this and that, you know. And I'll be honest with you, I love being Lady Flava. You know, I love it. You know, I wouldn't trade that in for nothing in the world, you know. But the recognition that I get, you know, is, again, because I'm connected to some very, very amazing talents, to then, you know, just being recognized for putting in the hard work, being consistent, you know, and people really understanding, you know, that this is something I really believe in, I'm very passionate about. You know, that's why I turned Flava News into a movement, you know, and ask for people to join. And, yes, it costs some money. I've been criticized, you know, and attacked in ways because I turned this into a paid movement, you know. But to me, I've kept it at a very affordable price, you know, that, you know, people should be able to afford. And, you know, just reach out to me. If you want to be a part of this movement, reach out to me. I'd rather you reach out to me and say, hey, Flav, can we talk about this, whatever, and see how we could work something out, than to say, oh, now Lady Flav is charging to play music on her radio stations. Okay, if you're paying attention to me, you know that you could be in the artist spotlight on my website. Ronnie Run is the artist in the spotlight right now, a hip-hop artist out of North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
You could end up in my newsletter. You know, you could have your advertisements on my website. you know, you could be played on the radio stations. You could potentially go over to other radio stations to be heard. All kinds of opportunities. So it's not about this payola thing about having your music heard. This is just about building a movement. As it takes money for you guys to do what it is that you do as artists, it takes money for me to do what it is that I do to support you. You know, so I so feel blessed by the number of artists that have come on board with Flava News. You know, I've been told a lot recently, you know, that since I've gone to a paid membership movement, the caliber of artists has grown. And I have to agree, you know, when I really, really started, you know, sitting back and paying attention to that, I have to agree. I've got some amazing talents that I have come on board with the movement, and I am very, very blessed. And, you know, and that makes it worthwhile, you know, for me to do what it is that I do and to try to figure this out on my end and how to better support you, you know. So, man, what can I say? I got on off on a little speech there, huh?
That's all right. That's all right. It's your show. You can do that. Anybody say anything, you send them to me, all right?
Okay. Well, you know what? I'm going to switch up the flavor of the night. I don't always play this particular piece very often, but I really, really love it. And for those of you, I am going to, once I can get enough number of tracks, you know, sent to me that are tasteful grown folk tracks, music, spoken word, poetry, or whatever, I am going to start a show that's called Flavor After Dark. And, you know, it's going to be that grown folk hour. You know, it for anybody that does not want to hear anything that's on more of a sexual level, you know, this is not the show for you, and I totally respect that. But you know what? I just think there is something that's about, you know, bringing back that sexy sensuality into a, you know, into a person's life. And I'm just really excited about this particular song, and I want to actually hear Monica Monet sing it live. But this song is called Slow Jam.
All right.
my girl Monica Monet. She's going to be coming up here to the Pacific Northwest March 21st through the 25th with her The Love, The Hurt, The Rebirth Tour. She's got her CD coming out this year, which is called Simply Beautiful. So I'm really, really excited about doing this with Monica and the other artists, Pacific Northwest artists that are going to be performing with her, and the artist that's going to be performing with her up in Canada. It's going to be a great, great time. So check out Monica Monet. She's on my website. She's all over Facebook. Just Google her, Monica Monet. So anyway, we've only got like 17 minutes left in the show, Blaze. What should we do? What should we do?
Well, play another hot track for the people.
Okay. Let's see. Let's see. What direction do I want to go?
You have any of that Patrick Domino?
I do have Patrick Domino. Okay. Let me scroll up to the section where he is at. I got such a long list. Sometimes it just, like, takes me forever to get certain places. So just bear with me. You know what? I'm going to play this particular piece. I think it's beautiful. It's called December Butterfly. And
all right.
It's by Patrick Domino.
Thank you.
All right, that was Patrick Domino with his piece called December Butterfly. You know what, I want to play an artist that's out of the Pacific Northwest. I have not met her yet. That's amazing. There's all these amazing talents that actually have joined the movement from my area, and some of them I have not met in person, but this is somebody I really, really want to meet. And she, her name is Tilly. I was going to say she goes by the name of Tilly, but her name is Tilly, and I'm going to play You Are My Star. Northwest with her piece, You Are My Star. We've got like 7 minutes left in the show tonight. Let me just scroll down my list and see who I can close the show out with. You know what? I'm going to play a piece by a dear, dear friend of mine. He definitely is so supportive of who I am and what I do. His wife is amazing. His son is amazing. And he's not only an artist I work with very closely, but he's a really, really dear friend of mine. This is John D. Green Sr., and I'm going to play his piece, Lost in Darkness. John D. Green Sr. with his piece, Lost in Darkness. We've got about 3 minutes left in the show. I want to thank you so much, Blaze, for coming on the show with me and kind of like co-hosting with me and joining me in conversation around some topics I had posted on Facebook. I really, really enjoy having conversation. You know, I think that I love doing like music shows, but I really, really like doing like the talk radio where I get to have conversations with others. And it doesn't necessarily mean that people need to agree with me, but that helps. No, I'm just kidding. You know, but I just kind of like to hear, I like to hear other people's opinions about, you know, things that I come across, you know, in being the artist cheerleader and stuff. So I really, really appreciate you, Blaze, you know, hanging out with me and joining in conversation and, you know, helping me, like, you know, play some music here tonight. So I'm going to actually go ahead and close out the show, say goodbye to everyone, and I want to thank everybody who listened to the show live. I'm sorry that I'm not able to open up a chat room on Saturdays, but that's just how it is. But I appreciate those that are listening live, to Patrick Domino sending me messages on Facebook, to my family on the phone lines, listening into the show along with some other listeners on the phone. So I appreciate all of you coming by the coffee shop tonight. Tomorrow I'm going to do a, let's see, I think it's going to be a jazz and poetry show. So I'm going to just play a variety of jazz artists and poets that have come my way. And you never know, you might hear a little bit of Eternally Blaze herself. But
ooh.
I'm going to close out today's show with a piece by a local hip-hop artist. Well, he's kind of local. He's on the other side of the mountain here in Washington. His name is Jason F., and I'm going to play his piece, Turn On. Take care, God bless, and help spread the word about what we're doing here at Flava News and Flava News Radio.
Special dedication. Here we go.
If you're raising kids alone, then this one goes out to you. I know how hard that is, cause I've been doing it too. When you stressed out, feeling like you can't carry on, sit down and take a break, relax and turn on a song. Turn it on, turn it on, come on, turn on the song. It's dedicated to a single daddies and moms. Turn it on, turn it on, come on, turn on the song. When you're feeling all alone and like you can't carry on. If you're raising up kids all alone, and the baby daddy or mommy's gone, you do everything all on your own. You the reason why I wrote this song. If you made a lot of changes to your life, and you made a lot of self-sacrifice, you the reason why I wrote this flow. It can get a little tough, this I know. You don't ever go and ask for help. You don't hesitate to put the kids in front of yourself. Hey, you don't ever hardly take a break. You go to work, pay the rent, and put food in the plate. Hey, play the role of the mom and dad. Give them everything you can and they all you have. Hey, when they see you with them up all night, you're the reason why I'm on the mic. Come on. If you're raising kids alone, then this one goes out to you. I know how hard that is, cause I've been doing it too. When you stressed out, feeling like you can't carry on, sit down and take a break, relax and turn on the song. Turn it on, turn it on, come on, turn on the song. It's dedicated to a single daddies and moms. Turn it on, turn it on, come on, turn on the song. When you're feeling all alone and like you can't carry on. I'm up early in the morning every day. Get my kids out of bed and I'm on my way. Drop them off at school, then I go to work. Come home and my neck and my back hurt. Cook, dinner, clean up, then I fold clothes. Pay the bills when my house gets foreclosed. Know what it's like and what you go through. That's why I dedicate this to you. I know it gets a little hard at times. I know you got a lot of stress weighing on your mind. Hey, know you need a little time to chill. I know you work real hard trying to pay the bills. Hey, you don't ever gotta feel alone. Your kids remember how you love them when they're big and grown. Hey, you're alone but you hold it down. Keep your head up and off the ground. Come on. You're raising kids alone and this one goes out to you. I know how hard that is cause I've been doing it too. When you stressed out, feeling like you can't carry on, sit down and take a break, relax and turn on the song. Turn it on, turn it on, come on, turn on the song. It's dedicated to a single daddies and moms. Turn it on, come on, turn on the song. When you're feeling all alone and like you can't carry on. What you're doing is beautiful. You the bomb if you don't know. You the kids in my hero. You the reason I wrote this flow. Go to work like every day. Stay home when your friends partay. Do it all unselfishly. It's going out to you from me. What you're doing is beautiful. You the bomb if you don't know. You the kids in my hero. You the reason I wrote this flow. Go to work like every day. Stay home when your friends partay. Do it all unselfishly. It's going out to you from me. Thank you.